Dell XPS 15 9500 review on June 19th in PC Magazine by Matthew Buzzi. A premium 15-inch desktop replacement that's chasing perfection. Dell's XPS laptop line is consistently one of our favorites, and this year's model 9500 update to the flagship 15-inch version is no exception. The 2020 XPS 15 starts at $1,299.99, $2,299.99 as tested, boasts a fresh new design with a trimmer chassis and a little more screen pixel real estate, as well as the latest parts from Intel and NVIDIA. Our review unit is an appealing 4K touchscreen version, but Dell's wealth of configuration options means you can outfit this high-quality build with a wide combination of parts and features. We can quibble that we wish it were slightly lighter and its reliance on USB-C ports may pose a challenge for some, though adapters are included, but this laptop is otherwise close to perfection for a premium 15-inch desktop replacement earning our editor's choice. The new XPS 15 design, a more modern facelift. When I reviewed the previous version of the Dell XPS 15 last year, I noted that the design, while still solid, was beginning to look a bit dated. The XPS 13 has seen several revisions, even to some versions we already loved, while its larger sibling was in need of some freshening up. It has gotten that refresh now, with updates to its shape, size, and features. Let's take a closer look. For starters, the XPS 15 is more compact than before, particularly in its width. The current 9500 model measures 0.71 by 13.6 by 9.1 inches height-width-depth, trimmer than the previous version, 0.66 by 14.1 by 9.3 inches. The materials remain the same. The lid and chassis are made of aluminum, and the keyboard deck is a soft-touch carbon fiber. These give the XPS 15 a quality feel, though it's not the lightest laptop at 4.5 pounds. It definitely feels hefty, so it would be nice to trim some of the weight. The 16-inch Apple MacBook Pro, for instance, is just a touch lighter, 4.3 pounds. But that's with a slightly bigger display, and the complex 15-inch Microsoft Surface Book 3 comes in at 4.2 pounds. All of this slimming down took place while making the screen larger, taking up more of the laptop's overall size. Super thin bezels add up to a 92% screen-to-body ratio, and the display now sports a 16:10 aspect ratio with more vertical pixels than the former 16:9 layout. The higher percentage of display looks more modern and aesthetically more pleasing to me. The actual display quality is superb. We have the optional 4K resolution 3840 by 2400 pixel touch panel on our model, and the screen is incredibly sharp and vibrant. The screen is rated for HDR 400, maxes out at 500 nits of brightness, and covers 100% of the Adobe RGB spectrum and 94% of DCI-P3. The XPS 15 panels have looked pretty stunning for years, even more than usual on the model I tested last year. In an optional OLED screen configuration, and this is no different, the alternative option to our panel is a full HD 1920 by 1200 pixel non-touch screen. The size and screen are not the only physical changes. For one, the new model features up-facing speakers, you can see them alongside the keyboard, pushing the sound to the user more directly than the down-facing speakers of past models. As far as laptop speakers go, the XPS 15 sounds excellent, and the sound carries farther without having to blast the volume. Additionally, and following in the footsteps of Apple's MacBooks, the XPS 15's touchpad is now gigantic, making it easier to pan and scroll. The keys seem mostly unchanged, comfortable to type on with moderate travel, and white backlighting. Port changes and configuration choices. Another big change is in the port options. The last model included both USB-C and USB Type-A ports, as well as a variety of other options. But this version does a lot of streamlining. Other than an SD card slot and a headphone jack, the only physical connections on this XPS 15 are USB-C ports, with two on the left flank and one more on the right. The two on the left include Thunderbolt 3 and DisplayPort support, while the right side port offers just DisplayPort support, and all three can be used to charge the laptop. USB-C is fast and convenient, but some may be worried about their USB-A peripherals. Fortunately, Dell smartly includes both USB-C to USB-A and USB-C to HDMI adapters in the box. While it can be an annoyance carrying around an adapter or two and making sure they're always with you when needed, it's better than making you buy them too. The updates naturally extend to the internal components. Our $2,299.99 configuration includes a 10th generation Intel Core i7-10875H processor, 16 gigabytes of memory, a 512 gigabyte solid-state drive, and NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti GPU, and the 4K touch display. There are some set base models, but with Dell's configuration options, you can essentially configure whatever combination of components you want within this laptop's wheelhouse. This includes options for integrated graphics rather than our NVIDIA GPU. While other components max out at 64 gigabytes of memory and 2 terabytes of storage, there is no OLED screen option currently, despite its presence on the last model. One thing to note is that different capacities of battery are tied to the GPU option. A 56 watt-hour battery comes with the iGPU, and discrete GPU configs get the 86 watt-hour options. Also worth keeping an eye on, Core i9 processors will be available for the XPS 15, but they were not ready at review time. Performance testing, all-around proficiency. To contextualize PC Lab's performance testing, I put together a batch of similar laptops to compare with the XPS 15. These are all premium 15-inch laptops to make the comparison an even and relevant playing field, though prices and components do differ. Most obviously, I included the previous version of the XPS 15, $2649 is tested, with its high price tag in part owed to its optional OLED screen. The 16-inch Apple MacBook Pro, $3899 is tested, is of course the biggest non-Windows competitor for this laptop, and a pricey one at that as configured. Much of the increased cost is down to the 2 terabyte SSD option. The other two are more interesting comparisons, since the Gigabyte Aero 15 OLED XB is a more creator-focused laptop, but its $2699 price tag as tested and specs make it relevant here. While the Microsoft Surface Book 3, $27.99 is tested, is a high-end marquee detachable laptop with no direct equivalent. Productivity, storage, and media tests. PC Mark 10 and 8 are holistic performance suites developed by the PC benchmark specialists at UL, formerly FutureMark. The PC Mark 10 test we run simulates different real-world productivity and content creation workflows. We use it to assess overall system performance for office-centric tasks such as word processing, spreadsheet jockeying, web browsing, and video conferencing. PC Mark 8, meanwhile, has a storage subtest that we use to assess the speed of the system's boot drive. Next is Maxon's CPU crunching Cinebench R15 test, which is fully threaded to make use of all available processor cores and threads. Cinebench stresses the CPU rather than the GPU to render a complex image. Cinebench is often a good predictor of our Handbrake video editing trial. Another tough threaded workout is the highly CPU-dependent and scales well with cores and threads. In it, we put a stopwatch on test systems as they transcode a standard 12-minute clip of 4K video, the open-source Blender demo movie Tears of Steel, to a 1080p MP4 file. We also run a custom Adobe Photoshop image editing benchmark using an early 2018 release of the Creative Cloud version of Photoshop. We apply a series of 10 complex filters and effects to a standard JPEG test image. We time each operation and add up the total. The XPS 15 performed well in all of these tests, as you'd expect from an expensive laptop with a current generation Core i7 processor. You may notice the previous XPS 15 posts superior numbers, but it's important to note that our particular configuration of that laptop was kitted out to the max with a Core i9 chip, which the MacBook Pro also possesses. The Apple laptop is excluded from the Windows-based tests, but generally the Core i9 is a superior performer, as expected. This year's configuration is less expensive, though, so in that regard, the XPS 15 and its new-gen processor hold up well, even compared to the Core i9 systems. The PC Mark 10 result demonstrates that the XPS 15 can power through everyday tasks. You'd expect no less from a laptop at this price. While the media tests show it's capable for photo and video editing, though not to be confused with one of Dell's precision workstations, I wouldn't classify it as a specialist media editing machine as the Apple and Gigabyte are, but it's about as close as you can get for a general use laptop. Graphics tests. 3DMark measures relative graphics muscle by rendering sequences of highly detailed gaming-style 3D graphics that emphasize particles and lighting. We run two different 3DMark subtests, Skydiver and Firestrike, which are suited to different types of systems. Both are DirectX benchmarks, but Skydiver is more suited to mid-range PCs, while Firestrike is more demanding and made for high-end PCs to strut their stuff. This is the first laptop we're testing with a GeForce GTX 1650 Ti GPU, a new for 2020 entry-level to mid-range option. NVIDIA introduced it a couple of months ago. At the same time, it announced its super versions of several mobile GeForce RTX GPUs. It performs right in line with its expectations. A modestly powerful GPU that's certainly much better than integrated graphics, but short of the more powerful options seen on gaming laptops and pro models for content creators. Aero 15's RTX 2070 Super Max-Q, is the most potent GPU in this group. And you can see the difference in power. Again, that laptop is aimed more directly at creative pros or designers, more likely to need GPU acceleration, while the XPS 15 is a more modest 3D performer. The GTX 1650 Ti is also capable of light gaming, unlike integrated graphics. Normally, we also report the results of another synthetic test, Unigine Superposition, but it repeatedly failed to run to completion on the XPS 15. This happens occasionally and is more to do with a software conflict with this benchmark than any real issue with the laptop. Battery rundown test. After fully recharging the laptop, we set up the machine in power save mode as opposed to balanced or high performance mode. We're available and make a few other battery conserving tweaks in preparation for our unplugged video rundown test. We also turn Wi-Fi off, putting the laptop in airplane mode. In this test, we loop a video, locally stored 720p file on the same Tears of Steel short we used in our handbrake test, with screen brightness set at 50% and volume at 100% until the system quits. The battery life of our XPS 15 model is pretty long, though it doesn't measure up to some of the competitors. The time is still respectable when taking the 4K display into account, since these traditionally drain batteries much faster than lower resolution screens. With that in mind, the 12 hours of runtime is good, giving you plenty of hours off the charger. Some of the alternatives definitely last longer, particularly the MacBook Pro. And I have to point out that the others aren't exactly slouches in the resolution department. Overall, the XPS 15 may not be the longest lasting option, but it's comfortably in the usable range. A desktop replacement at the top of its class. The Dell XPS 15 9500 is a smart refinement of an already well-regarded laptop. The previous design was in need of a facelift, and it successfully received one. In addition to updated components, the 2020 design is sleeker, the features are improved, and the base parts are faster than before, and give you better configuration options for your budget and power requirements. It's not a radical redesign, but definitely an improvement, especially when you see the two side by side. There are no major downsides here. The system performs as well as other premium laptops, and at a relatively good price considering its feature set. All of this to say that the 2020 edition is one of our favorite desktop replacements, putting the XPS 15 back in the editor's choice seat for this class of laptop. Dell XPS 15 9500, 4.5 out of 5 stars, editor's choice. Dell XPS 15 9500, $1,299.99 at Dell. Pros: sleek premium design and beautiful display. Speedy all-around performance. Plenty of configuration options, including capable discrete GPU. 3 USB-C ports, 2 with Thunderbolt 3 support. USB Type-A and HDMI adapters included. Robust speakers and roomy touchpad. Cons: a tad hefty for its size. USB-C only could prove an obstacle for some users. GPU falls short of hardcore gamers' requirements. The bottom line: the 2020 Dell XPS 15 is a near-ideal 15.6-inch desktop replacement laptop. Its sleek design, fast performance, and robust feature set make it our top pick among premium Windows options at this size. Dell XPS 15 9500 specs. Laptop class, desktop replacement. Processor, Intel Core i7-10875H. Processor speed, 2.3 GHz. RAM, as tested, 16 GB. Boot drive, SSD. Boot drive capacity, as tested, 512 GB. Screen size, 15.6 inches. Native display resolution, 3840 by 2400. Touchscreen, yes. Panel technology, IPS. Variable refresh support, none. Screen refresh rate, 60 Hz. Graphics processor, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti. Graphics memory, 4 GB. Wireless networking, 802.11ax, Bluetooth. Dimensions, height, width, depth, 0.71 by 13.6 by 9.1 inches. Weight, 4.5 pounds. Operating system, Windows 10, Home. Tested battery life, 10 hours and minutes, 12 hours and 19 minutes.